a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
What should people who took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine be on the lookout for? Doctors say women of a childbearing age are already more prone to see blood clots because of their hormones. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Utah Jazz look to start a new home winning streak tonight. The team will be without Joe Ingles and Royce O'Neal when they tip off against OKC tonight at 7. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Coming out of Ogden, southbound I-15, busy and a bit slow, Riverdale to Sunset. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Winds continue again tonight, and our storm is still on our doorstep. I'm Kevin Eubank.
55 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
A man who was shot and killed by a police officer during a traffic stop this week in Minnesota is demanding justice.
My nephew's blood is on your hands!
Tell him Naish.
I've never seen my brother hurt like this before! Never!
Naisha Wright is the aunt of Dante Wright. Prosecutors say they'll decide by tomorrow afternoon whether to file charges against the police officer who shot the 20-year-old. The defense today began to present its case in the murder trial of Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis officer charged in the death of George Floyd. The FDA wants a nationwide pause in the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine to look into reports of rare but potentially dangerous blood clots.
The pause not only allows us to take a look at the cases and learn more, but it is also a signal out there to help the physicians.
And Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the president. Stocks closed mixed today. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And time for the KSL in-depth. It's a bit gusty out there, but nothing like what happened last September. But it definitely has been windy, and KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank is here to talk about what is to come tonight. And I guess my first question is, will it be anything like last September?
No, it won't, Jeff, and for a couple of reasons. And in part, the September storm, it was a duration. It was a long period of time. This, by the time it's all done, is going to be roughly a 24 to 36-hour event. So tonight, we are going to see winds pick back up, and they're going to intensify. They're still windy out there now. We've got 20 to 30 miles an hour all across the Wasatch Front. But overnight, we're going to see more gusts of the 60 to even 70 mile per hour category in areas like Park Lane and Farmington, up through Cache Valley, up along the Utah-Idaho border. So some strong winds still to come tonight.
Is this exclusively for the northern Wasatch benches?
No, there's two different winds that we're dealing with. We've got east winds that are happening, and really we're dealing with Salt Lake Valley. So last night I thought it would be North Salt Lake North. Well, it turned out that the flow was such that it even got into the Salt Lake Valley. So up at the University of Utah, they had a gust of 45 miles an hour. So tonight we're still going to see some strong east winds, even in the Salt Lake Cove, which will go literally from Capitol Hill all the way over towards Cottonwood Heights. The most intense will be, again, southern Davis County and northern Cache County up towards Box Elder and Rich County. So that's where the strongest winds are going to be, and they'll be most intense in the overnight 3 a.m. to 8 a.m. window tomorrow morning.
So things will be rattling around in the night, and is there rain in that part of the forecast?
There is. There's already rain happening right now in central Utah, Jeff. So in and around Richfield and Loa, we're seeing some rain with a few little thunderstorms. What's happening in the valley, if you look at Vortex, you'll see a whole bunch of rain on radar. That's actually moisture in the atmosphere. It's just evaporating before it hits the ground. And that's what an east wind can do, is it can really just suck all the moisture out of the air, so that's not that rain isn't hitting the ground. But tomorrow, as these winds subside and the low gets closer, we'll see more valley rain, mountain snow, a quarter to a half inch on Wednesday into Thursday.
So when do we get to shrug our shoulders and say, oh, that wasn't so bad?
By Friday. Done and gone. The storm will be over. Valleys will start to see partly cloudy skies. The mountains will have a fresh almost foot of snow up in the Cottonwoods at Alta and Snowbird. And then by Saturday, sun's out. 60s by Sunday, Monday, and 70s by next Tuesday.
Yikes. You're juggling a lot there, dude.
Hey, it's a great time of the year. And again, I do believe that I have a problem with your intro music. Bob Dylan said you don't need a weatherman. You do need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
Today, that is absolutely right. Thanks so much, Kevin. KSL News Time, 4:49. It's time for Triple Team Traffic, and we'll turn it over to Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Pretty good in the valley right now. Salt Lake Valley southbound a little bit slow as you approach the south interchange down to about 7200 south. We have an accident near I-15. That is westbound 5300 south Cottonwood Street. Two left lanes closed. That's right off of I-15 in the Murray area. Otherwise, out on the 201 freeway, a little bit of slowing towards 7200 west in Magna. And we still have that crash they're working on. That is southbound at the north end of the West Belt, southbound at California Avenue. Four vehicles against the right shoulder. Michelle?
Well, they're still working on this crash in Tooele. This is at the Lake Point exit westbound I-80. It's off to the right shoulder. You're going to see a little bit of slowing as you're going between Lake Point and Mills Junction. Also have this crash. This is down in Utah County. This is in the Orem area. As you're on 800 North. Actually, it looks like that's just actually cleared just now, but we do have some slowdowns up in Summit County. This is west. This is southbound on the west side of Jordanelle in the Mayflower area. Steve?
And northbound 15 looking pretty good from Salt Lake City up into Davis County, but a little bit of slowing going on right now from Layton. They're at the Parkway up to Antelope Drive by Hill Air Force Base. Southbound 15 slow from Riverdale down to Sunset. And westbound 5600 south in Roy, a little bit of slowing there between I-15 and 2700 west. For banking that changes the game, Zions Bank is for you, a division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
We just got a lot of weather info from Kevin Eubank. Let's summarize the seven-day forecast here.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. It's been a wild ride over the last 24 hours. Strong east winds impacting the majority of the Wasatch Front and even up into Cache Valley and Bear Lake Valley. Overnight lows will be in the 40s. The winds will re-intensify with 60 to 70 mile an hour gusts again for areas in Davis and Weber County. Winds subside in the morning as our storm moves in. Valley rain and mountain snow throughout the day on Wednesday and Thursday. Highs in the 50s. Storm is gone by Thursday night. Partly cloudy Friday. Mostly sunny Saturday. Back to the 60s for Sunday, Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
There you go. 55 degrees, mostly cloudy, and it is breezy this afternoon. So Kevin objects to this bumper music. It's all in good fun, Kevin. All in good fun.
Walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose and wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat.
Eric here with Wasatch Heat Cable. I'm excited that winter's behind us and summer's in sight. We had a mild winter, but we still saw a lot of ice dams wreaking havoc on homes. We all know heat cable protects homes through the winter, but when your heat cable has reached the end of its life or it's on its way out, it's time to have it checked. Now's the time of year when we inspect systems, perform critical maintenance, and do repairs, so next winter you don't end up with a big ice dam in the middle of January. With spring projects underway, inspecting your heat cable is one you'll want to add to the checklist. At Wasatch Heat Cable, we have the right equipment and knowledge to find the problems in your heat cable system before it's too late. This is what we do, and we've been doing it for 20 years. Call now, 801-866-1110. 801-866-1110. Call today and save 40% on your home inspection. Find us at wasatchheatcable.com. Schedule your appointment today and save 40%. That's wasatchheatcable.com.
NMLS 1817019.
Buy or refi with the interest rate leader, LendRight Mortgage. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
We're watching Utah's Money. New Apple products are coming next week. Experts expect the company will announce the latest iPad Pro and new AirPods at this virtual event. KSL Drives General Motors is getting some closed plants back into gear next week after shutting down due to the chip shortage. The automaker was expecting to keep some facilities closed for another few weeks, but reports they're finally finding chips. Stuff is getting pricier. Consumer prices jumped nearly 3% last month from the year before, led mostly by, well, you've guessed, if you've had to fill up the tank, higher energy costs like gasoline. It was a choppy day on Wall Street. Johnson & Johnson stock dropped 1.5% after regulators recommended a pause for their vaccine. The Dow lost 68 points, the S&P added 13, and the NASDAQ gained 146 points. KSL News Time, 4:55. Time for Jazz Notes now. We're brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
The Utah Jazz comeback fell short against the Washington Wizards 125-121, despite cutting a 19-point fourth-quarter deficit to just 2 points late in the game. With the win, the Wizards become the first team in the NBA to sweep the Jazz in a season series this year. Donovan Mitchell scored 42 points for the second straight game, becoming only the third player, along with Hall of Famers Adrian Dantley and Pistol Pete Maravich, to reach the milestone for the Jazz in consecutive games. However, one meaningful streak did come to an end as the Jazz 24-game home winning streak came to a halt. The streak matched the 15th longest in NBA history and was the longest in franchise history for the Jazz. But there's no time to dwell on the loss as the Jazz have a quick turnaround. The team can start another long home winning streak tonight when they host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Vivint Arena. For complete coverage of the game, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.